Good evening. I'm Carol Leary, John's wife, and I would like to give a little introduction to our family and to how the events began for us. First of all, John and I have been married for 42 years, and we have three daughters, one son who passed away, and eight grandchildren. We live in Rochester, New York, and John was a chemist at Eastman Kodak Company for 29 years. And in fact, when he retired, the Lord had asked him to spend all of his time doing the mission for him, and that is why he took an early retirement. In fact, he said to the Lord, if you want me to do this full time, you have to provide for a way for me to get out. And 2 weeks later, they gave him a plan to leave. So we thank the Lord for that. John has gone to daily mass since he was 17, and we've had a prayer group for 35 years where we do the rosary and other prayers. And we have, you know, been, I'd say, pretty ordinary people, you know, raising our children, active in our local parish. And so in April of 1993, we made a trip to Medjugorje, kind of a last minute trip, in fact. And while there, John was spending quite a few hours over in the Adoration Chapel. And the Lord started to speak to his heart at this point. And the first thing he asked him to do was to get off of his computer addiction, which was 5 hours a day for about 10 years. And it was very distressing to the whole family. So when he came home and stopped all his programming and everything, I said, I know this had to be the Lord, because nothing that anybody in the family said made much difference. After this, while he was there, the Lord also gave him other spiritual things to do, which I'm sure he will share with you. So then in May of 93, he was again in his room praying, and the Lord came a second time and said, would you give me your will for a special mission? And so he had no idea what this mission was, but he said he would do what the Lord wished. So then nothing more happened until July 21st, 1993. We went to Toronto that night to see Maria Speranza, in fact. We came home, it was like 1:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden, as we're getting ready for bed, we noticed the fragrance of roses just permeated our whole bedroom. So we thought this maybe had some connection to Maria. But at any rate, when he got into bed, he was still really wide awake, and he had a vision of a big newspaper headline with the big black letters that said, disaster. So that's basically how it started. The next morning when he went to communion, he would have after communion, he'd have a little vision and maybe a word, earthquake. The first week there were many disaster type visions and words. And then after about 2 weeks of this, and we were also going to adoration every night as the Lord had asked, he received a second message. And this has gone on now since that time. But after about 2 weeks of the messages, we, you know, sought out some spiritual direction. And we are under the obedience of our local bishop. And we just want to very much share the information with you. The Lord has asked us to do this DVD. This is our fourth attempt, because we've had a lot of opposition from all kinds of sources here, maybe. But at any rate, we pray that the words that Jen has to share will be from the Holy Spirit for you. Thank you.